welcome back. This is a BPMO podcast. I'm Tony Bryant. I'm the owner of Business PMO, and we are taking a moment to bring you to the home office and kind of have a little bit more of an in-depth review of some of the questions we've received as we finished up our last podcast series. We got a lot of questions from folks, and they wanted to know, what's Business PMO? Who's the owner? What about him? What do you do? What are the trainings? What about certification? There's lots of questions. I can't believe it. So if you've heard me in other social media outlets, you'll know that I'm learning social media. I find it very, very enjoyable. I think it's kind of a wild ride. And boy, you sure do get a lot of questions from folks. So I'm going to do my best to introduce Business PMO. Today, we're focusing on the training that Business PMO does. So I have my questions here that I've received from all of you, and hopefully this will help answer some of those questions. So the first one, so this is a feedback from executives and other business leaders about our training. So where did we come up with our training? It was mainly from talking to business leaders. People who were saying they had problems with project managers and they needed some training, but they didn't want to send them to the same old training. We're talking about people who are highly educated, bachelor's, master's, sometimes even a PhD. I didn't even know there was a PhD in project management, but apparently there is. They have certifications, they have their PMP, they have their CSM, they have all the knowledge in the world. They've passed some of the most difficult tests in the world, but when they get hired on, for some reason those projects aren't so successful, and we're trying to figure out why. So what we did is put together some training that Business PMO offers. One is to help you pass some of your certifications, another training to help you understand personalities and how those personalities blend and work with each other. We've also tried to cover some fundamentals. You know, there may be people out there who don't necessarily want to be a project manager, but they do want to know about project management in general. So we kind of came up with a couple of notes, if you will, about our training that we've integrated based on feedback from executives. One of those is that there's no correlation. There's no correlation between a good project manager and a project management certification. Now, that one was kind of interesting because, well, we have a project management certification. It caused us to rethink that certification. The other one is that PMs, project managers, tend to be good at the science of project management or the art, meaning they're very good with people, sometimes neither, but very rarely both. The most successful project managers that we've run into and we've gotten feedback from, where people say, go talk to that person, they're a really great project manager. Those rare gems out there that know all the science there is to know about process, input, process, output, tools, techniques, and they also know how to deal with people in their various scenarios. So we interviewed a lot of them and started developing training around this. Our training is built on several different philosophies, if you will. This training, one of them is, and this is one of the questions, is what makes your training different? So our approach to project management training covers the foundational principles of project management. We're not one of those training companies out there that's gonna tell you there's no value in a PMP certification, or there's no value in a CSM certification, or no value in something else. There is definitely value in those certifications. We do not wish to disparage anybody who gets one of these certifications. We are not going to tell you that you can just go in and manage a project and be good with people and not have to worry about the knowledge that's involved in managing projects. There's value in that. So we teach those fundamental principles of project management because they are valuable. But we do a hands-on walkthrough with our training. We don't just have PowerPoint slides that go by. Yes, we have a book. Yes, we have exam preparation. We do that for those who are going to be taking an exam, whether it's for another certification or our own. You got to pass a test. But our approach to teaching is hands-on, meaning you're going to spend very little time looking at PowerPoint slides, and you're going to spend a whole lot of time actually practicing those fundamentals. In fact, some of our training, we don't plan a project for you to walk through. We grab one from the student population. Somebody in the class says, I have a project going on at work and I'm struggling with it. So then we'll take that project and we'll run with it and do some of these exercises so that you can learn how to apply project management to these scenarios. And the problems that people usually run in, first, they want to know how to organize it. That's science. They want to know if there's any good tools. That's science. And then we hear all of the complaints about the organization itself. And almost always, this is art. So we have to blend these two. We have to blend the tools, the knowledge, and the people and their personalities all together in order to be successful on a project. The best project managers will know how to do both. We also provide all of our project managers with a toolkit, a basic toolkit. And this is more for organizations that don't have a process, but we give you a little USB that on that USB, it will have all of our templates. It'll have team rosters, it'll have a risk register, it'll have a sample project schedule, it'll have all the stakeholder diagram, all of that, a RACI chart. If you don't know these terms, come to our training. But it'll go through each of these templates in the class so that you can take these templates back to your organization and you can say, here's a starting point. We can either use this, swap out the logo for Business PMO with your own, and go ahead and use the templates. We practice using these templates in class. Maybe you'll find them helpful. Maybe they'll be a starting point for you to do something better. And when you do, let us know. We want to share that knowledge out with everybody else. We also put a pretty big focus on behavioral analysis. Behavioral analysis, the John Maxwell DISC method, is our tool of choice for understanding our own personalities and also how to interact with and recognize personalities of others. You not only want to know what the people are capable of doing on your project, you need to know what makes them successful, what lifts them up, what causes them to be motivated. And I don't mean lift them up as in only making them feel better when they're in a depressed state. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if somebody is a programmer on your team, how do you enable that programmer to be a better programmer? How do you enable that person who's struggling at home to come to work and be focused on work? How do you guide them to the appropriate resource? How do you take somebody who is a redacted personality and get them to work with somebody who's very extroverted? You know, where you get that introvert and that extrovert together in a room, if you can get them working together and building each other up, causing them to become good leaders of their own and their own way without them having to change their personality, this is exactly what we try to teach. We don't want to change people's personalities to fit into the project box. We want the project manager to be adaptable, to basically be all things to all people. Yes, it is possible. It's the saying in the DISC training is that people are different, but they're predictably different. And if you can understand how those differences interact with each other, you can start to manage your work, your meetings to be much more productive and your projects to be more successful. We not only look at personalities, we also look at behavior. What does it mean when somebody is sitting back and just kind of doing this versus doing this versus looking over here? What does it mean to the person that they feel to their left or to their right? Just based on their body language, we take in some of the behavioral lessons, body language lessons from interrogators, actually. We look at law enforcement. We look at psychologists. What do they say? What do they teach? We put that into our training as well. And we bundle all of this into a master class. And in that master class, at the end, you can actually take your immediate certification exam where you test your knowledge on all that material that you just learned. It's still an intensive test. It's still something that you really have to know what you're talking about in order to pass. But when you pass it, then this says to employers that you are a project manager, not necessarily somebody who is aware of project management. And as a project manager, you are somebody who is a manager of the process and a leader of the people at the same time. And that's what our training provides. So our guiding principles and our training, all the training that we do, leading people as a team, that's the number one priority of our training. Aside from that, yes, managing project processes and disciplining, how to keep people organized, how to keep them communicating and reporting back to you, how to move people through a change management process, how to monitor your risks and what to do when they're triggered. This is our second priority. So we put the people and leadership as the number one priority. And because it's project manager training, number two, equally, not equally, but a little less important, is the process itself for project management. Now, some people might disagree with that, but that's what we do. Applying these top two priorities in a business environment, that's our goal. We don't want you to have to choose between being good at leading people and being good at managing projects. We want you to be able to do both. And so that is what our training does. It teaches you both. So afterwards, then what do you do? If you're watching this podcast, I have an exciting announcement for you, actually. That announcement is that this year in 2024, we're going to have our first networking event. We're looking at the week of October 4th. So watch our website, businesspmo.com. We're going to have a special announcement here within the next few weeks where we're going to bring together business leaders and project managers and people who want to become project managers into one room. And we're not just going to be doing training on this. We're actually going to bring them together for them to share ideas with each other. This is a little bit different from your typical go somewhere and get training. We'll have a little bit of that, but we really want to hear what's going out in the field. You know, what are things that are working or not working? What are the challenges? And we'll share those with each other and brainstorm some of the solutions. As a result of this training, we'll even update our own material. So, in summary, BPMO training, we want project managers to know the art, the leading of people, and the science, the project management processes and principles, to be blended into a single individual who is a project manager that can get your projects done regardless of the business environment, regardless of the methodology, regardless of the business culture. All of these things can come together as one, and that's what our training aims to do. Thanks again for listening. We hope to see you on the next podcast. Have a good day.